The Gwinnett Braves could soon be the Buttons, or the Big Mouths, or Lamb Chops. Those are some of the choices in an online vote for a new name for the Atlanta Braves' largest minor league affiliate. Ticket sales have been falling for years, and as GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the team hopes a name change will create new fans.
It's a beautiful day for baseball at Coolray Field, some 30 miles north of Atlanta. The Gwinnett Braves face off against the Buffalo Bisons, the Toronto Blue Jays' AAA affiliate. Braves fan Jerry Cauley is at the park bright and early, about an hour before first pitch.
I sit down at the first of the year when the schedules come out, and all the day games at Atlanta or Gwinnett or Rome, I just say, those are sick days, you know.
Cauley is a diehard minor league baseball fan. For him, one of the biggest draws of the sport are the wacky team nicknames.
Of course, you've got the Flying Squirrels in Richmond, and you got the Yard Goats up in Hartford, and you got the Montgomery Biscuits and the Jumbo Shrimp in Jacksonville.
The AAA Braves moved from Richmond, Virginia to Gwinnett County in 2009. They kept their parent team's nickname the past 8 years, but now management says it's time for a change. The team was dead last in attendance among AAA baseball teams last season. It hopes a new name will galvanize the local fan base. Reporter David Friedlander covers the G-Braves for the Gwinnett Daily Post. He says the relatively short distance between Gwinnett and Atlanta has created some issues.
But you're talking about a team where you got a major league team about, you know, 30-odd miles away. I've heard stories, and I find this difficult to believe, but I've heard stories that some people have gone with Gwinnett Braves tickets thinking they were going to the big Braves games or vice versa.
Difficult to believe or not, that's a real problem. Back at today's ballgame, tailgater April Carlock mentions a personal experience.
We had a friend a couple years ago go to the wrong stadium instead of this one because she got confused, so it makes a lot of sense.
General manager North Johnson knows this is a problem. He's been pushing for a name change for years. He says sharing the Atlanta Braves' iconic identity helped, but now it actually makes advertising more difficult.
People are actually just hearing Braves, and so they're defaulting back to the Atlanta Braves as opposed to us. So we just feel like there's a lot of our marketing efforts that are going unused, if you will, because of that confusion.
Branding is everything for minor league teams. Look no further than the newly created Savannah Bananas. The fruit-themed collegiate league team took the city by storm last season. It averaged more fans a game than the G-Braves did. David Warshawski is the CEO of marketing and communications agency Warshawski. He says a great brand can create all new opportunities for teams, especially when it comes to merchandise.
If you can come up with a great name that makes for a great t-shirt or swag that people might be interested in beyond being a baseball fan, all of a sudden you're increasing your revenue.
But beyond catchy logos and ticket sales, a unique name can also create a deeper connection between fans and their teams.
Sports and great brands are all about making an emotional connection. And if they felt that creating their own brand would allow them to better create that emotional connection with their key stakeholders and their target audience, that's probably why you're seeing this move.
Now, fans have until July 24th to cast their vote and choose a new path for the former G-Braves. Whether it be the Gwinnett Buttons, Big Mouths, Lamb Chops, Hush Puppies, Gobblers, or Sweet Teas, the team will get a new name and a chance at a new start. And the lucky fan who inspires the nickname will get season tickets for the team they helped rebrand. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Gwinnett.